Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. John Paul Jackson, I don't see how anyone could help but be red hot for the Messiah when they see this DVD we're making available this week called The Coming Perfect Storm. As I said, they're horrible things, very specific, that you see happening to the United States, to the world, in five different arenas. But the glory that is coming, and it's almost, and you explain it, that as a result of, let's call it maybe warning judgment that is coming, there's going to be deep repentance, and Christians are going to become real Christians.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Christians are going to become real Christians again.
And you talked in detail, and I asked you before we went on the air to explain it to our Mishpocha. But there seems to be such compromise in the church, and you saw things that are going to be happening as far as exposure, and we were discussing, because little by little the church is getting like the world, and we don't see God showing up and striking someone down dead like Ananias and Sapphira, we think we can get away with it. But enough is enough. What is going on? What is God showing you?
One of the things that the Lord has been speaking to me about is the need to clean up his house, and the judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and that if there's going to be judgment or warning judgments that's going to be coming on the land and on the earth and various nations, it's going to also come on the house of the Lord first. And so what God is doing...
Well, that's right. The scripture says judgment begins in the house of God.
Right. So he's revealing the corruption that's going on there. And sadly, what has happened is that there has been an erosion of the God of absolutes. And whenever you erode the absolutes of God, then you erode a God who is absolute. When you erode the God who is absolute, then there's no absolute one way to get to God. And eventually, there's really no God who is absolutely God. So the road to deifying God is then paved with the idea that there's very few absolutes. And when you do that, then corruption begins to settle into the church, and that's where we're at right now. We have a major issue of corruption. Divorce is as high, not only in the church as it is in the world, divorce is as high amongst pastors as it is in the world.
But it's condoned. It's accepted. The pastor leaves his wife, marries a secretary, and he's back in the pulpit. He may sit down for 30 days. Something's wrong with that picture.
There is something wrong. And what we've done is I believe that we have misused the term grace and have gone over to licentiousness. We have, under the guise of embracing grace and the application of grace and mercy, we have gone over into licentiousness. And that deeply, deeply troubles me.
Now, you saw sexual perversion being exposed in the church, and many people think, well, we've seen some of this in the Catholic Church, but you're talking about in the Protestant Church as well.
I'm talking about in the Protestant Church, where it's not only the issue of divorce, it's the issue, and it's not only the issue of homosexuality, it's also the issue of two other things that are shocking, and that is bestiality will begin to be uncovered, and
in the church?
In the church, and incest will begin to be uncovered. And so what we have, because we have ruled out the absolutes of God, then people think that the judgments of God are no longer there. The God's not looking, God's not seeing, because God's not acting. All that's about to change. All that's about to change. If we're longing for greater glory, then we're going to have greater judgment that comes with greater glory. With Ananias and Sapphira, there was great signs and wonders that were taking place, and therefore there was great and quick, swift judgment that was taking place as well.
Something that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you is the woes of 2012. What has God told you?
Right. Well, I wish I would know more. I keep hearing, and I have seen, I've seen, and I don't know if this is it. I'm not sure if this is actually 2012 or after 2012. But the issue of satellite communication, the issue of planes having difficulty landing because communications goes out, and it's a communication goes out because a satellite, something happens with our satellites that wipes out the communication system, or at least part of the United
States. Look, North Korea has got bombs that if they could hit the West Coast, they could knock out the satellite system on the West Coast.
I wasn't aware of that, but something's going to happen along those lines. And I believe that North Korea is far more desperate. What I've seen, I had a dream, and in that North Korea was far more desperate than most people think. They think the North Korea is a small blip on the screen, like a gnat that needs to be just swatted away. But the problem is that gnat, if you want to call it a gnat, that gnat is not thinking clearly. There's something going on in the mind. There's a demonic twisting of the thought processes of Kim Jong-il that will cause him to make irrational decisions regarding the nuclear program that he's developing.
And could it be connected with the ungodliness of America at this moment that this is happening to us?
I absolutely believe it is. If the church would take its rightful place, if we would become the backbone of this country again, if we would know how to fight for what we believe, know how to argue without getting angry over what we believe, if we'd know how to make a presentation of the gospel, and if we would walk in the power of the scripture, if we'd walk in the power that is available to us, then people would step back and go, whoa, their knees would knock when we walk into the room. We would walk into city council meetings, we'd walk into government meetings, and the leaders would be afraid because they would feel the presence of the Lord with us. We don't carry that now. And all we are, because of that, all we've done is we've reduced ourselves to another form of logic, and it's logic arguing against logic. But God wants to give power to his people. He wants his people to do great exploits, and to do that, we're going to need to know him at a much higher level and have a commitment to him at a much higher level.
But you know what the innermost prayer of my heart is, and has been for a long time? And I have some of my friends that get upset with me over this, but I don't care. That's the way I feel. I don't pray for money. I don't pray for expansion of the ministry. I pray for intimacy with God. That's all I want.
Amen. You and me must be the only ones doing that. That's exactly what I pray for every single day, the presence of the Lord, intimacy with him. I don't pray for money. I've never prayed for money. I have prayed for intimacy with him, relationship with him, because in his presence, all provision is found.
And I don't even want, this is going to sound crazy, I don't even want the provision. I just want him. That's where my heart is at this moment.
Good. I love that.
Anyway, tell us some more consequences you see as a result of the sin in the geophysical area that will be coming.
Well, one of the five elements of the perfect storm, religion, economics, politics, war, and the fifth element is geophysical. And some of the geophysical things I saw was that, again, God is talking, looking at man as mankind, seeing mankind as the solution. So one of the things that's going to be have problems is going to be hybrid seeds, because man has developed a hybrid seed type in fact, almost every seed that you see out there, the wheat crops that you're seeing and everything, Monsanto and others have developed hybrid seeds that you have to purchase from them, and they're supposedly give you more yield per acre, they supposedly have a bigger seed, etc. But the problem is there's going to come a blight on a type of hybrid seed that will keep the seed from germinating. The Bible talks about first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And what you'll see is blades coming through the ground, but you won't see the ear being developed on the corn. And that whether it's corn or whether it's wheat or whether it's barley or whether it's oats, there is coming a blight to hybrid seeds, and it's going to create a food shortage, not only in the United States but also overseas.
Now, you also talk about a water shortage in the United States in particular.
Right. And I have seen in a vision, I saw thousands of people being evacuated from large cities, not just one, but a handful of cities, and it may be more than that, but I saw a handful of cities where, because there was not enough water in the city to take care of the population. So they evacuated people. People left the cities and thousands of cars, just bumper to bumper cars leaving cities. Almost like you'd see it when a hurricane warning goes out, people were leaving the cities like that because of the water shortage.
And you also saw that people moving out of the cities, that's where the property would be increasing in value because there'd all of a sudden be a demand.
There will be a demand, and part of what I saw was fissile material, nuclear fissile material hitting one city in particular, which I can't name right now.
I was about ready to ask you. You know that.
But there's actually that two cities that it's going to hit, and that will generate fear for people living in cities, and they will rush to the rural areas to buy land or to buy houses with land.
Now, what is this skin sores and diseases that would start appearing on people? What's that going to come from?
Well, because some things are going to be happening in our atmosphere, and I'm not a scientist. I don't want to learn to be a scientist. I got enough on my plate right now, and so I don't understand all the exact terminology. But there is like a bubble around. What I saw in the vision was the bubble around the Earth begins to crack. There is cracks that formed in this bubble, and when those cracks formed, rays that used to not get through would start getting through, and when rays from the sun, and when those rays from the sun got through, it created an unusual type of sore on the skin of people that had never seen these type of sores before. Doctors would have never seen these type of sores before.
You know, trust me, as negative as this sounds, I got so excited by the time I found out what God's about ready to do with his people in the midst of what is being described. We're making this very, very special DVD called The Coming Perfect Storm, available for a donation of $18. Get it now. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.